What are you set up to the lads for?
I think it's always a difficult challenge going to Rodney Parade for every team, you know. And I thought, you look at the other teams, we went back through and looked at the Sharks, the Bulls, Leinster early in the year, and it was a tough challenge for them. So going over there, playing in what is a, you know, pretty inhospitable kind of ground, it's one of those grounds that's kind of special in the same way. So big opportunity for the lads to go and have a good performance away from home.
And how do you bring forward the positives from last weekend? Connacht sometimes don't back that up, but you had a good solid win here against a pretty tough opposition who were pushing some of the laws occasionally, but they were tough and hard. So how do you corral that in, because these games are coming thick and fast?
Yeah, we just go again. I think obviously we review everything hard and preview hard as well at the same time. So it was a good performance, but there was also plenty of things we needed to get better at, and that's always the way. Even in our best performance of the year, there's always something to get better at, and even in our worst performance of the year, there's always something that's kind of good in there. So we have to make sure that we just continue to improve throughout the season. I think we've done that at times. We've learned our lessons through the year pretty well.
You come from a winning mentality in your career, and some of the younger players coming in here have great success at underage level. Maybe some of the other players don't. There's obviously players still left from the 2016, but what do you say to them? What are you pushing from your experience, especially at this part of the season when you have to get the job done?
Yeah, I think it's everything matters. You know, the start of the week matters. I think it's important, you know, what you do, preview and review as a player and being aware of what's coming. You know, teams have fired their shot during the year, so knowing a team inside and out, which Irish players do that really well. So they're across that. And then once you've done that early in the week, you're probably focusing in on your own stuff and going out and deliver, which our guys are good. You know, I think it's, as a whole, the Irish players, in my experience, it's just such good pros, you know. They do everything really well. So, I really back them to go on and put a performance and be consistent. And you look at it across all the provinces, they're all consistent performers, you know, in the competition, all play well.
Looking at the way Connacht played last week, do you have to get to a stage now with a must-win game like this that, well, you respect what the Dragons have done, you have to also accept they've only won three games this season. They're bottom of the table. Do you have to go out there and sort of say to them, we respect you, but no, we're going to try to run over you. We're better than you, and we're going to show that.
Yeah, well, I think that's every week. You know, I think that you have to obviously respect the opposition every week, no matter who you're playing, and then also look for opportunities and to say that to impose yourself on the game at the same time. So no one's unbeatable, and you know, so go out and play well every week.
And that's where you need the likes of Bundy, maybe. That's what he brings from the Irish experience down. I mean, he seems to, since he's come back, the performances seem to have tightened up, and they also look to be almost continuous. There's no sort of drop-offs. You can probably pick them out when you do the analysis and go, well, there's a drop-off there.
Yeah.
But it still looks like Connacht are going forward and trying to shake it up. And even that game in Treviso, there was plenty of go forward. It just didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen for us over there. Yeah, Finley as well, come back from international experience he's had. But Bundy's been, you know, excellent for us. And, he's been a fantastic player for Ireland and very experienced. And you can't buy experience like that. You know, he's played at the biggest stage in world rugby. So for the younger guys in the squad to see a guy like him, you know, performing is really important for them, and he leads by example as well.
And where they are now, have you picked in your head where you need to be at the end of the season?
No.
I mean, it's almost impossible to work this out. I mean, URC must be thrilled.
I think so, yeah. They have
11 teams chasing 8 places. It's
Yeah, it's good for the competition. I think it's a good thing, isn't it? Everything's so close, and you know, I think that you look at the results on the weekend, you thought results that thought we were going to go one way, went the other, and things like that. So I think it's good. I think it shows that, you just got to keep those teams that are involved, you've got to keep fighting for those positions. So, it's a very open competition. I wouldn't say that, you know, obviously there's the Leinsters and obviously Munster had a good win as well. I think that, you know, you look at them maybe as favourites, but outside of, I think that any team could beat them on the day, especially away from home and things like that. So, it's a huge challenge.
And it's a good lesson as well to say, look what happened to the Bulls, look what happened to the Stormers. So, you know, there's not, you've, it's all to play for, but you've also got to accept that it can go.
Yeah, well, hopefully we've had those lessons during the year anyway. So, you know, we know it's coming, and yeah, it's cutthroat, isn't it?